Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Swing time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM for the next 2 hours. Hosted today by myself, that's Mike Coates. Colleague John Yule is away taking care of business in other areas, and I hope you'll enjoy the selections I've picked out. The title of my opening track today was Here's That Old Martian Again. And no, it doesn't apply to me, although I think I can understand the confusion on occasions. I think that many veteran swing time listeners and those jazz enthusiasts interested in West Coast jazz will have little difficulty in identifying That Old Martian as trumpeter Shorty Rogers. The group was the Lighthouse All-Stars, although I suppose, as the recording date was August 1991, more correctly, we should identify them as the resurrected Lighthouse All-Stars. Certainly, it's possible that most, if not all, the musicians in that group played in the Lighthouse All-Stars group, which had a life of from about 1951 to 1960. So, who are the Lighthouse All-Stars from our first record? Shorty Rogers, trumpet, and he plays flugelhorn on some other sessions on that track. County Condoli, trumpet. Bud Shank, alto. Bill Perkins, baritone, tenor and soprano saxes. Bob Cooper, tenor. Pete Jolly is the pianist. Monty Budwig, bass. And Lawrence Marrable. The recording date and place was the Entourage Studios in North Hollywood on the 5th of August 1991. So I think you would gather that the cream of West Coast jazz musicians certainly were around and kicking in 1991. The Martian connection arose out of a famous recording by Shorty Rogers, which in the US led to an outbreak of graffiti, particularly in the Los Angeles area. This at a time when street art was not as prevalent as it is today. This is the record which started the outbreak. Martians Go Home, in a group led by Shorty Rogers. Shorty Rogers again on trumpet. Jimmy Giuffre is the clarinet player. Pete Jolly, who appeared on that first recording this afternoon, again on piano. Curtis Counts, bass. Shelly Mann was the drummer. And Martians Go Home was recorded in the Capitol Studios, Los Angeles, on the 1st of March, 1955. Mm-hmm. the writing on the wall, Martians go home. Over the past two or three weeks, I've attempted to play the next record, but time limitations have unfortunately curtailed this. The record is by Johnny Hodges, and I've been putting together a number of records of Hodges away from Ellington, and I've been quite pleased with the results of the varying companions that Hodges has had in this little survey. To the best of my knowledge, the only time that Jerry Mulligan played with Hodges was on one memorable Newport Jazz Festival in 1958. Other than that, I'm going to play a track with Hodges and Mulligan, which I don't think has been featured on the programme before and doesn't crop up too often. The name of the track is Backbeat. The participants are Johnny Hodges on alto, Jerry Mulligan, of course, baritone, Claude Williamson, another West Coaster, on piano, Buddy Clark is the bass player, and Mel Lewis at the drums. The recording was made by the United Recorders in Los Angeles on the 17th of November 1959. This is Backbeat. Johnny Hodges and Jerry Mulligan with their take on Backbeat. Last Saturday, the 4th of July, saw not only American Independence Day, but also the birth date of Louis Armstrong. My two classic discs this week are taken from Satchmo's discography. First, from one of the classic Hot 5 recordings, we hear Gut Bucket Blues, Louis Armstrong, Hot 5. Louis Armstrong, cornet and vocal, Kid Ory, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Armstrong, piano, and Johnny St. Cyr at the banjo. Recorded in Chicago on the 12th of November, 1925, and incidentally, this session, from which this track is taken, was the very first of the series of Hot 5 and Hot 7 recordings. Remind you of the date again, 12th of November, 1925. Gut Bucket Blues.
Oh. sing, Mr. Cynthia Lord. You know you can do it. Everybody from your knees can really do that thing. Hey, hey.
walk with by myself. No one to walk with, I'll not be on the shelf. Misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- misbehaving, oh, like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go to know and I don't care. All your kisses was waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. About it, me and my lady, misbehaving, same love.
Started out as Louis Armstrong's Back of Town Blues, transformed itself into Ain't Misbehaving. Sorry about that, but the entire Town Hall concert of 1947, I think, does fall into the classic category. The accompaniment to Louis was Louis on trumpet and vocal. Bobby Hackett played second trumpet. Jack Teagarden trombone, Peanuts Hocko clarinet and tenor, Dick Carey was the piano player, and Bob Haggart on bass. The drummer was the legendary Big Sid Catlett, and the recording date for the Town Hall concert in New York City was the 17th of May 1947. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections on today's show. An organ player up next, but not an individual that we would expect to find in the Blue Note Studios. And certainly, I don't think ever picked by Alfred Lion to appear on his label. Milt Buckner's main experience and exposure was gained with with Lionel Hampton, and this was in the period 1941 to 1948. And again, he joined Hampton between 1950 and 1953. Just as adept on piano keyboards, he was the first pianist to use the locked hands technique, which we find in kind of later mainstream jazz. In this small group organ session, you do feel that Milt is following the record label's instruction to come up with some big production number. He plays round midnight. Jimmy Campbell is the alto player, Milt Buckner on organ, Reggie Boyd guitar, Richard Evans bass, and Morris Sinclair drums. Not particularly well-known jazz musicians, I think. It was recorded in Chicago, 26th or 27th of May, 1960. Milt Buckner on organ with Round Midnight.
Thank you.
that was from the album Please Mr. Organ Player. A British big band session now. The selection is from the Stan Treacy suite Genesis, composed and arranged and directed here by Stan Treacy. I think of its day, the cream of British musicians appeared in this group. They are John Barclay, Steve Sidwell, Guy Barker, Henry Lowther on trumpets, Chris Pied, Jeff Perkins and Pete Smith play trombones, Pete King and Jamie Talbot, altos, Tony Coe, clarinet and tenor, Art Thieman on tenor also. Phil Todd plays baritone, Stan Treacy piano, and as I mentioned, conductor, composer and arranger. Ray Babington is the bass player, and Clark Treacy drums. It was recorded in the Lansdowne Studio, London, 5th and 6th of January 1987. And the track I've selected is The Sixth Day.
Thank you.
from the Genesis Suite, the Stan Tracy Orchestra there. Well, we're almost out of time for the first hour, so I propose to go out with a trumpeter who, to me, typifies the hard bop scene. This is Lee Morgan on trumpet, along with Jackie McLean alto, Paul Timmons piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. It was recorded in the Van Gelder studio in New Jersey on the 28th of April 1960. The title is, and it's another suite, or a selection from another suite, Nakatini Suite by Lee Morgan.
Sizinle dinledim, dedin her şeyinin.